I've always considered it to be a great privilege to be part of the Holy Land Coordination and to go to the Holy Land each year and visit the local Christian community. Sadly, we're not able to go and visit this year. We are able to meet up with the local Christians over the internet. It's always good to talk to them. It's always good to listen to them. Sadly, every year at the end of the coordination meeting, I always feel sad because the situation there never seems to get any better. But I also come away feeling hopeful. The sadness stems from the fact that the people there are living in an unjust situation. There's no peace. There's even discrimination. There are all kind of social problems. And of course, that's all been aggravated this year by the COVID virus. Whenever it has affected the world, it's always the poorest and most vulnerable who are most affected by it. But the hope comes from the people that I meet. I've met so many good people among the Christian community who inspire me by the fact that they're just trying to live their ordinary lives as best they can, despite the difficulties that they face and without any resentment or bitterness in their hearts. They want peace and they want to work for peace. Sadly, each year there are fewer and fewer Christians in the Holy Land. And that's a great concern, not just to the church, of course, because we don't want the land of Christ's birth to be devoid of his followers, but it should also be a cause of concern for Palestine, for Israel itself, because I believe that the Christians there are a great blessing. They contribute so much to the community, and they are a great driving force for peace and justice in the land. They can help bring about so much of the healing that is required if there's ever going to be peace in the Holy Land. So this year, as every year, I come away from the coordination meetings feeling the same, sad and depressed because there doesn't seem any prospect of a change in the situation for the better, but also inspired by the Christians that I meet, talk to, and listen to in the Holy Land. They're the ones who give me hope for the future. And they're the ones, I think, who are also the hope for peace and justice in the land of Christ's birth.